Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 5th of June. Japan came out with some labour market data that was on the softer side. Cash earnings figures for April were somewhat weaker than had been expected when measured on a like-for-like basis, and are still negative in real terms. This helps to account for the slight constraint that has been evident from Japanese consumers in recent months. There are a couple of points worth emphasising here. Obviously, earnings data is less important in Japan than it is in some other advanced economies, as the ageing population in Japan means that a smaller and smaller number of consumers there depend on earned income to finance their lifestyles. Further, the tourism boom, however unpopular this may now be in some parts of Japan, is something that is supporting the domestic economy and is, of course, independent of domestic earnings growth. From Europe, we're due to get the release of Euro area April producer price inflation, a figure whose importance is lessened by the earlier publication of the various regional data. Nevertheless, those of a more sensationalist inclination have been jumping up and down with unseemly animation and pointing to the recent uptick in consumer price inflation as a signal that the European Central Bank should not be cutting rates when it meets tomorrow. The European Central Bank certainly should be cutting rates when it meets tomorrow, and it would be foolish to get worked up by noise in a noisy data series. Producer price inflation is a better reflection of corporate pricing power than is consumer price inflation, but producer prices do not tend to capture profit-led inflation, as profit-led inflation is primarily something engaged in at the retail level. The expectation is for deflation in producer prices to continue. Even with the higher energy costs, this is still a generally deflationary environment. Indian financial markets reacted strongly yesterday as it became evident that Prime Minister Modi is unlikely to have a majority in Parliament after the recent elections and will instead have to establish some kind of coalition with allies. In a year of elections, there are some obvious lessons to be drawn. The markets had assumed a Modi majority because polls, both opinion polls before and exit polls after, were signalling a Modi majority. Markets struggle with the nuances of politics, preferring binary outcomes, which is why outcomes like this provoke strong reactions. And it's important to remember that opinion poll-based evidence always has to be treated with considerable caution. On the subject of poll-based evidence, the data calendar is cluttered up with business confidence polls today. Sentiment surveys have also not had a great track record at reflecting reality. Economic reality in recent years. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.